Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. What are the two questions that we often ask people when we meet them for the very first time? Good question to ask this time of year. We often find ourselves at office parties or student parties where we meet people that we've never met before. So think about those occasions. What are two of the questions that we often ask? Usually, who are you? What is your name? And where are you from? Especially here in Montreal, because people come from all over. Now, I said last week that this is the year of Mark, and mostly it is going to be 12 months of reading through the Gospel of Mark, but it's also the year of John. Because Mark is the shortest of the Gospels, we will spend a lot of time reading through what John has to say about Jesus Christ. And John's Gospel is framed around answering some very basic questions, so that, in John's words, you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. And those two questions are pretty much the same questions we ask people we don't know when we run into them for the first time. Who are you? Who is Jesus? And where are you from? Where does Jesus come from? Now, it's no surprise then that in the very first words of John's Gospel, where we usually run into John the Baptist, who is there baptizing at the river, these are the same questions that people come to ask of him. Who are you, John? What do you say about yourself? Now, John doesn't start by giving an answer, which is always my mistake. Always first to give the answer instead of asking the very important question, why do you want to know? John is smarter than me. And so John doesn't say who he is. He starts by saying who he is not. I am not the Christ. I am not Elijah. I am not the prophet. John prepares us for this by saying he was not the light. Now, there are a lot of other nots in John's gospel. A lot of not identities that come up. Before we find out who people are, we often find out who they are not. There's a very weird phrasing in John chapter 6 as Jesus has fed the crowds with his handful of loaves and fish, as he's walked on water and as people are listening to what he has to say, their reaction to him is this not Jesus, the carpenter's son? It's a not identity. In John chapter 8, as Jesus engages the crowds with who he is and what he has come to do, he tells the crowds that I am not of this world. Before he tells them where he's from, he tells them where he is not from. And then, when they all get angry at him for all the things he's saying, he looks at them and tells them who they are not. You are not children of Abraham. And the final kicker, John chapter 18, when Peter betrays Jesus, where the other gospels record that Peter says who he is, in John's gospel, the woman asks him, "Are you this man's disciple?" And Peter responds, "I am not." So, who are you not? Who am I not? One of my favorite science fiction authors, Frank Herbert, once wrote, "What do you despise? By this are you truly known." And so what are you not? There are a lot of people who believe, I am not a sinner. I am not under judgment. I am not one of those who is in need of a baptism of repentance into the forgiveness of sins. And if those are your nots, John has words for you. John comes to shine light into the darkness that you are carrying within yourself. The reality is, if those are your nots, then you cannot say you are not a hypocrite, not unrighteous. And Jesus in John chapter 8 goes as far as to say, not a child of the devil. But if you want to say who you are, If you want to say that you are a saint, if you want to say that you are washed clean, if you want to say boldly that you are a child of God, then first you must be honest about who you are. You are someone whose mind needs to be changed, whose guilt has to be wiped clean, someone who needs someone else to make you the person that you want to be. Someone who needs a Lamb of God, a Lamb without blemish whose sandals we are not worthy to stoop down and untie. So who are you? Who are you? John has an answer to that question. He knows who he is. He is the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Where people wanted to know who he was in himself, he wants people to pay attention to what he's saying. He wants people to listen to the word that is coming forth from his mouth. It's kind of like pastors. If you've never heard me explain why it is that we wear all black with a white tab, I will do so now. Do not look at me. I am as black as you are. But do listen to what comes out of my voice box, especially when it is the word of God and scripture. Do not trust me, except when what comes out of my voice box is the voice of the one whose sandals even I am unworthy to untie. Why do I wear black? Because I know who I am. I am quick to judge. I am slow to seek understanding. I am quick to speak. Pastors do a lot of speaking, which makes me slow to listen and slow to hear. I am fast, as many people are, to justify their own actions, and I am just as fast to condemn the actions of others. I too have to go to the river. I too need to be cleansed. I too need to be made new. Because you see, I, like you, am a paradox. I'm a sinner who has been declared to be a saint. I'm a hypocrite who's been declared righteous. I am a very crooked path who is being made straight by God through his Son. I'm being made right by a man whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie, but who wraps a towel around his waist so he can clean my very dirty feet. What does that mean for my life? What does it mean that that's who I know who I am? There's a Scottish band called The Proclaimers who sing all sorts of music. Some of their songs are Christian. They consider themselves very devout Reformed Christians. And they do a very interesting rendition of the old gospel chorus, "Lord, I want to be a Christian." And if you know that song, it's very brief. "Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart." That's it. And it just repeats over and over and over again and builds to a crescendo. "Lord, I want to be a Christian." That is who I am. It's who I want to be. I want God's kingdom to come. I want God's will to be done. I want to forgive others' trespasses as God has forgiven what I have done against him and my neighbor. I want to be saved from temptation. I want to be delivered from evil. Being a Christian, you see, means wanting to be what I know that I am not. I want to become what I am not. Righteous, holy, someone conformed to the image of my Lord, whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. You may know this poem from Dorothy Law Nolt. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. If a child learns with fairness, he learns justice. And if a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. if we live as if we alone are righteous, and everyone around us are the unrighteous hypocrites that need to be condemned, if all others need to come under the judgment of Jesus except for me, we will live accordingly in the world. We will treat people accordingly, and the way we will treat them will not be the way Christ himself calls on us to act. It will certainly not be the way Jesus lived among the people around him. But if we live as those who know that we are only righteous by the blood of another, we are only saved by the merit and love of another, we will also live accordingly. And we will be perfectly willing to stoop down and untie the sandals of everyone to wash their feet and get them clean. If you tell me who you say you are and who you think you are not, I will tell you what kind of life you will lead. So I tell you who I am. I am a condemned sinner, saved only by the blood and righteousness of the Lamb of God, whose sandals I am unworthy to untie, but who has stooped down to wash my feet. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.